नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
Everybody please Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Welcome all of you. Welcome to this session in between the years, the session on the heart of the holy name. It is my great honor and pleasure to present this series of lectures, which also include workshops where we actually go into spiritual practice, japa and kirtan, in order to really apply and then experience what we have heard. Today we will go a little into the dynamics of a wonderful experience in chanting the holy name. How can we make this a very vital, a very life-giving, a very memorable experience that we will remember and being drawn back to? Let us start. I also wish to say, for those who come new to this series, it is a series which builds on the secrets of two guidebooks, Harinam Chintamani, Bhajan Rahasya, and also the experiences of the great acharyas and devotees, and is meant to support you. Not only support you, maybe even start you off into a very dynamic Krishna conscious or spiritual experience with the holy name. Let me introduce the subject of today's session. Srila Rupa Goswami has asked a very important question in his foundational work, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. What is a devotee? How do you define him? What is his distinguishing feature? And he answers this, Tadbhava Bhavita Svanta Krishna Bhakta Itirita. Svanta ha means heart. Those whose hearts, svantaha, are full of attraction for Krishna are called the devotees of Krishna. These refers to sadhakas and also perfected beings. Their distinguishing feature is they have what is called bhavita. Their heart is infused with bhava, it means feelings for Krishna. Their hearts are not numb to Krishna, as most of the conditioned souls in this world are. No, they are infused. I like this word, bhavita, infused with devotional feelings or specifically attraction to Krishna. And Jiva Goswami comments that when Krishna sees that they have attraction for Krishna, then Krishna is similarly attracted to them. A relationship can happen. The individual soul contacts the greater soul and makes a Krishna conscious experience. Now, let us ask the question, how does a devotee then make an experience of Krishna in the heart? How is he infused with Krishna bhakti in his heart? How does this happen? And the scriptures are quick to answer this question. They say, to become infused with Krishna and have him in the heart is best possible by contacting his name and having his name in the heart. Haridas Thakur says, the first introduction of a soul to Krishna is in the form of his holy name. Just a little while ago, maybe 15 minutes ago, I was invited to speak at a celebration of a dear friend of mine, and he remembered our first meeting, our first introduction. He said it happened in the Heidelberg temple. He had been a traveler, a world traveler, and somehow got the tip that there is good food in the Krishna temple. So he came to our Heidelberg temple and everyone was out. He only heard one voice in the temple room singing. So he went up to the temple room and he saw me cleaning enthusiastically the floor of the temple room and singing while I did this. And I saw him and I think I asked him, have you read the book, something about Zen meditation and repairing your motor bicycle, that anything you do, including repairing a motor bicycle, can become a meditation if you know the art. He denied, he had not no knowledge of this book, and I said, there is an art to perform daily activities, like cleaning the floor in this case, and making this a meditation. Would you like to try? And he said, yes. And is there something to eat? I said, afterwards. So I engaged him in cleaning the temple floor with me, and I gave him some explanations which he could never forget, he said, and so on. So the point is, the first meeting, the first introduction in this case took place when I met my friend in the temple room and we cleansed the floor. Our first introduction to Krishna, first meeting, so to say, takes place when we chant his holy name. We are at the moment spiritually blind. We will not be able to see him nor be able to touch him, but we will be able to hear him and in this way meet him at the meeting place, which is called Svantaha, the meeting place of the of God and the individual. Individual is in the heart, Svanta. That we have to, that we can learn, actually. There's a very nice ancient verse about this meeting by Srila Rupa Goswami. I will recite it to you in Sanskrit and then translate it to you. Tunde tanda viniratim vitanute tunda valilapyate kana kroda kadamini katayate kana budepyaspriyam cheta prangana sangini vajayate Savindriyanam kritim No jane janita kriyat viamritai Krishne tivana dvayi. I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name is chanted, it first appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many mouths, and when the name next enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name finally dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind and therefore all the senses become inert. Let us look on the journey which Krishna takes in the form of the holy name. First, he dances on the mouth. We chant the name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then from there, he makes his way to the ears, and we hear the holy name. After pronunciation, hearing is the next stage. But it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop in the ear. No, the holy name from the ear wanders and roams down into the courtyard of the heart. The Sanskrit word is cheta prangana. It means in the courtyard of the heart. Prangana is a courtyard. A courtyard is a protected area. In many Asian places, I do know Mongolia, some parts of Eastern Russia, but even in North German farms, the architecture is made in such a way, the layout of the buildings, that there is a protected courtyard. Nothing can be stolen from that place. And even if there are marauding robbers, they cannot so easily enter this well-protected area where either buildings or walls are creating a natural barrier. Those of you who have visited the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, India, do know that there is also a protected area, the courtyard, where now lectures and kirtans and other spiritual activities take place in a protected way. The Sanskrit says, when the holy name enters this protected area, the courtyard of the heart, it becomes sanghini. That means he becomes a companion, a friend. He's with you. How beautiful this is explained. Let me discuss a little bit before I go into the practical part, the idea of this courtyard. I will have to draw you a little drawing. Let me say, I hope you can see it. This is the courtyard of the heart. I'm not such a good drawer, and I could have made it heart-shaped, but my skill is not sufficient to do it. So in this place, in the courtyard, many things come in. Many experiences come into our heart. Let us say a person throughout the day has many encounters and thoughts. There are very nice thoughts. I will put them in a big way here. And there are small thoughts, which I call them negative thoughts. Now it is found that the negative thoughts go much easier into the heart and stay there. Let us give an example. Say you have a day, and then you meet friends, you read a good book, maybe you have a nice experience when you do your japa, you have a nice meal which is prasad, and so on. But then in all of this, a very disturbing telephone call comes. What do you think you remember in your heart? The 9 wonderful good experiences, or the 1 negative experience? According to many psychological studies, the negative things have more impact, they are more strong, boom, they go into the heart, and they also have a more lasting effect. Sometimes you're cross with a person who said maybe 15 years ago something which was really mean or disturbing to you. Negativity has a much stronger impact. All these strong things like lust, greed, anger, illusion, envy, these things go much easier into the heart. Therefore, for many chanters who try to sit down and meditate about the holy name while they do japa, they find that there are so many negative experiences inside the heart, these small things, and it is very difficult that the great things, the holy name, enters. Often this comes much easier into it. Now when we chant, we have to make, or when we do kirtan, we have to change this habit. We have to somehow or other bring the holy name into the courtyard of the heart. And for this we might have to widen our heart a little bit so that it's easier for for it to come in. And we might have to protect our heart a little bit so that it's more easier than that the holy name stays in the courtyard of the heart. So I have help here from Gokrishna, who appreciates my painting so much that he wants you to see it. These things we need, the holy name needs to be brought in our heart, and not all the small negative little thoughts which are around. And for this we might have to change a habit. You can change the habit very easily when you chant and you make an experience of the holy name, and then anchor this experience. I'm trying. When you anchor this experience in the heart by appreciating this for a moment in the kirtan, stop and think, oh, I'm really grateful, Krishna. I so much appreciate you, Krishna. Put a positive feeling, an anchoring feeling, an enriching feeling to the chanting of the holy name. And in this way, you will anchor the new experience. So, first is make an experience. Second is anchor the experience. The third is return to the experience as you chant. Make the experience, anchor the experience in your heart by appreciating it, by staying with this, with positive emotions of appreciation, gratitude, acknowledgement. And then whenever your mind goes, as we have heard in previous session, return the mind, bring it back and return to the experience. And then you will easily come to what the great acharyas have called, what is called Nam Samadhi, or absorption in the holy name, where into your heart the holy name is there, and it stays there, it expands there, so that all the impure things are leaving you, falling slowly on the side out of the center of the heart. I do not know, my paintings are maybe not so expert, but that is maybe for those of you who understand things more visually. You need to bring the holy name inside the holy name, into the heart, and then anchor it there by feelings of gratitude, feelings of devotion and bhakti, so that they stay there. It should have a certain impact, this chanting, and then return as often as possible during your japa chanting to this wonderful experience. This is a very nice subject. As I have explained in the past, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur tells us how we can perfect our chanting. He says, bring the sound vibration of the holy name into the heart, the prangina, the courtyard of the heart, as we have learned. And keep it there. The way he says it, when you see that you're going outside and you're leaving the experience, at that time, return, and then you will come to the holy name, Samadhi, the full absorption, which is the perfection of the chanting. The reason why I'm talking today about it is because throughout the month of Kartik and afterwards, I have personally practiced this every day, and I have totally discovered a new dimension in chanting. In the next session, I want to talk about the five steps from Harinam Chintamani of how to go deeper into the chanting. But here I first want to introduce you this very, very powerful practice. What you do is when you sit down and chant. I will take you now through the steps. We will first do the steps when we chant japa. Please make a little sound. And then I will request Gokrishna to sing kirtan. And then we will have questions and answers. But as you sit down to chant, it is important that you first arrive at this practice. I request you all to take your japa mala now. Those who don't have a japa mala near them, it does not matter. You can also go through the steps without your beads. You first center yourself. Then you just become aware that there are three places in which you can keep the holy name. One is just on the in the mouth. This chanting is called by Bhaktisiddhanta as lip chanting. This is an external thing. But you want to go deeper than the mouth. You want to go over the ears. You want to hear the sound of the holy name. And you want to bring it into the heart. As you know, there is the pump. Boom, 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 the organ. But we speak now of a spiritual heart, a different heart, a place where emotions and experiences are anchored. I will bring you there by just a simple breathing exercise. Do a few deep breaths. Try to just watch the length of the breath. Breathe a little longer than you usually do. In and out. At this moment, only focus on your breath. And then Let the holy name make a journey. We will first start at the first station by only letting the name be on the mouth and then the lips. We will chant for a little while. Hare Krishna, all together please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Now we will continue chanting and we will go with the holy name to the second station, the hearing process. We will not only pronounce the holy name, we will listen to the holy name. Listen is hearing with attention, whereas hearing can also be done without attention. I hear you. Listen means your attention is there. Hearing with attention. Okay? All of us together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Excellent. We will go now one step further as we follow the journey of the holy name to the courtyard of the heart. This will go in a deeper level now. I request you to keep on pronouncing the holy name and listen to the holy name. Give him an oral reception, so to say, at this gate. But then let him travel and welcome him as a dear guest in the courtyard of the heart, the protected area. Mm. request you to chant just the name Ram as in the second part of the holy name, and try to sing it or chant it from the heart, courtyard of the heart. Try to speak almost from the heart. For some of you who are kinesic, you might touch the area of the heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We want to anchor the experience so that it stays there and expands there in a way that our heart is purified from negative thoughts that are also there or could invade there. I will read to you a verse about Krishna's appearance in the heart from Rupa Goswami, as it is quoted in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, to just invoke devotional feelings as you listen. Feel some appreciation that yes, Krishna's name is in my heart. Feel some gratitude, maybe. Feel some spiritual excitement. Add some positive feeling that anchors and keeps it there. Gratitude. The best is devotion. Chant with devotion. Rupa Goswami says, do not worry when you are feeling attraction for the Lord. You will not remain suffering in the flames of worldly miseries. No. When the form of Krishna rises in the sky or courtyard of your heart, you will be drenched with the shower of mercy. When Krishna's name and his form rise in the courtyard of the heart, there will be an effect, a flood that drives away all the inauspicious things and keeps auspiciousness, or the topmost auspiciousness, Krishna in the heart. Let us chant again from this place, and then we will go from there into a kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
We will do one final, very brief kirtan in a second. It is important, however, that we once again focus on the lesson here. Srila Rupa Goswami has told us that we want to know about his chanting, how at first the holy name dances on his lips and the tongue, how it goes into the ear, and then comes into the courtyard of the heart. With this, he has not only given us a biographical report about what happens to him, he has given us the journey of good chanting, that is, pronounce the mantra well, listen to it, not just hear, listen with attention, and then anchor it in the heart. This is so important as we go with our spiritual practice. If we don't bring the holy name into the courtyard of the heart, other things will either go in there, or if they are already in there, stay there, and not so much advancement and progress will happen to such a chanter. I cannot repeat how much more impactful material thoughts are, because we are just so accustomed to them. So much more impactful they are, therefore, than spiritual thoughts, of which we have little experience. However, the chanting is such an experience-oriented practice where you do feel closer to Krishna. It's the first meeting with him. Kindly excuse me, I have some, the Germans say, a frog in the throat. Okay, it should be out of the throat. We all have frogs in our hearts, things of material importance, which are so much occupying us. And by this simple technique of keeping the vibration of the name in the heart, and then returning whenever your attention wanders, as it will most properly, to material thoughts, then bring it back into the heart. I will request Gokrishna that we once again do this. I will help you this time by giving you some little instructions before we chant. What is the tonality, please?
Higher?
Good. No. Yeah. Dear online audience, everyone who is with us in the room, please center yourself. Take a few long and slow breaths. Long and slow. Appreciate how you're breathing in a long and slow way. We will now chant, and the name will travel from our mouth to the ears and deep in the heart, where we will anchor him with some feelings of devotion, gratitude.
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Thank you so much, and thank you also Gokrishna for making these most wonderful kirtans all this. I will first do a few announcements, and then as your questions are coming from the other room in our little studio, I will go to your questions. My first announcement is, I think many of you are doing this already. I'm getting such a wonderful feedback, but those who join us now or don't know, please visit my Facebook page for the daily Japa Inspirations. These are 5-minute long audio podcasts to inspire your Japa. Ideally, you can listen to them before you start your Japa practice or in between. The link for this you will find in the comments. A few upcoming online events. Save the dates for the following online seminars. First of all, the Sangha Mela, very, very well-visited festival in Goloka Dham. Will this be this year be an online festival for obvious reasons? It will start on the 29th, it will be there on the 30th, and on the 31st of the December as well. And in the 1st of January, we will have a session called Moving into the New Year with Strength. These online festivals will be briefer than when we are assembling. It will be 1 hour and 15 minutes with three things. A seminar, it is called the Bhakti Tonic. Then Krishna Katha by a person who is very experienced in staying in Vrindavan, Gaurahari Prabhu. And special darshans, live darshans of the Radha Madan Mohan deities. Also there will be a Vrindavan slideshow and the New Year's meditation. Please find the links in the comments. It's Zoom and Facebook. No, it should now appear in the comment sessions. There's a Zoom connection and a Facebook connection, which you should be able to find. Then the Govardhan retreat will also be this year online, much briefer than when we stay in India together in Govardhan. It will be from the 2nd to the 6th of January. For more information, please follow the link in your comments. It's vihe.vrindavan. There you will find all the informations about the Govardhan retreat, where there will be live sessions by Burijam Prabhu, his wife Jagatarini, myself, Madhavananda, and others. And we will also have little live videos from Vrindavan, so that you will not, I can't say you will not miss the experience of being in Vrindavan, because it's different to be in real time in Vrindavan than an online situation. Then our next the Heart of the Holy Name retreat will take place on the 23rd of January. Same time, 3 p.m. CET, same location, Facebook Live. Second or next part of the Holy Name, which is a systematic approach for chanting given in the Harinam Chintamani. This was a lot of announcements, but I cannot refrain to give another announcement. This year, Radha Desh Mellows will be also online. But it will be really special. There will be kirtaniyas. Some of them are very well known. Manu is still working on the last confirmations. They will sing and they will also sing all together. Announcements for this Radha Desh Mellows will soon start. I'm saying start. Most probably they are already on the internet. It will be the last weekend of January. Please give me the dates, Gokrishna. Or last weekend. You will know. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Last weekend in January. And we can find announcements where? Radha Desh Mellows?
Their Facebook page. Radha Desh Mellows.
Radha Desh Mellows Facebook. There you find also excellent kirtans, really excellently recorded with a quality which is astounding, really astounding. It is unique, I think, from all live kirtans. And we will have the same technology there so that the same quality will be also there. Please, you won't miss this. Then, last small announcement is visit the YouTube channel. You can find the YouTube link also in the comments. It should appear now. There you can watch video recordings from various courses like the Heart of the Holy Name. These are old recordings. Kirtan Experience, Bhakti Essentials, The Living Names. And you can as well watch the 5-minute long inspirational wisdom videos. Good. I thank you very much. Now I will go to the questions which I have received so far. Good. Many questions. Brilliant. Thank you so much, Maharaj. But when I do as you say, then I start crying. And I cannot chant because so many tears are flowing. Therefore, I avoided this deep chanting for many months. What can I do? My dear listeners, in our Western civilization, crying is not so highly rated. It's often said only sentimental people cry. But there is a type of crying which is, I would say, very much appreciated by the spiritual culture of all traditions, and that is crying for Krishna. If there is one price for obtaining Krishna, it is these tears of eagerness. Even if you don't, if you cannot chant during that time, if you cry for Krishna while you chant, you are in the perfect place, really. You are in the place which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought to give. There is a verse in which is quoted in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. It's, those who chant and they cry while they chanting, they certainly purchase me. I'm saying the truth. They certainly purchase me and I never leave them. Make sure your tears are for Krishna. Second question. How do we please Krishna? By our chanting. Please is with apostrophes. What does that really mean? Is Krishna pleased simply if we are focused on chanting? Or is he pleased if we chant with a devotional mood? Krishna is pleased by our love. And love is a word which is a big container. There's devotion in it, gratitude in it, longing in this container. They are all belonging to the big word love. So yes, chanting with devotional feelings is not possible when we have so many material feelings and so many material desires, like for personal beauty, for erudition, for wealth, and all the other things which our hearts are occupied with. But if there can be a little love or gratitude, then Krishna is pleased by this. And here comes the secret. This love for Krishna, or affection, or attraction, is already residing in the heart. And if you chant the holy name and keep it, keep the holy name in the heart, no? Not if he bounces off the holy name. If you keep him in the heart, then this love is awakened. The next question. Can we think of our spiritual master or Srila Prabhupada while we chant? I feel that keeping the image of my spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada within the heart is easier. It is said in the yoga tradition that if you think of a personality who has already reached a calmness of the mind and is focused, then your own mind becomes calm and focused. This is a statement from Patanjali. We can expand this statement. If you think of someone who has devotion in his heart, like Srila Prabhupada, then these type of feelings will also come to you. You know this. When you read a newspaper with all kinds of material informations about material personalities, your heart gets filled with these type of attitudes, thoughts, and so on. Prabhupada once said, don't read the news, the news magazines, because they make the material world so real. They make it appear so real. Yes, because it the news of these people influence you and become engraved in the heart and so on. Yes, so you can think of the spiritual master, and usually a good japa session, a kirtan session, Gaur Krishna, myself, always observe this, starts with obeisances to the spiritual master, so on. But while you chant, you should, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you should do the following. Invite the spiritual master. In fact, he says, offer him a seat mentally, so that you are chanting in his presence, and his mood influences you. But his mood is one of focus on Krishna. And in this way, the saints help us to think of Krishna. George Harrison, a famous musician of the 60s or in 70s, he said, Prabhupada, your name doesn't appear so much. We have this movement with this spiritual leader and his name is there, and that movement with that spiritual leader and his name is there, but your name is often not known. And Prabhupada, he said, yes, in my case, I want to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the mood, and this is what we should do when we do kirtan. But by all means, connect first with the spiritual master. Chant his pranam mantras and mentally invite him and give him a seat. You will find about this in the Harinam Chintamani. There it is explained how to do it. Many more questions have come. How to get taste for chanting japa? There are two ways. One way for the person who has not yet achieved taste, and the second way is for the person who has already purified his heart and ruchi or taste has already awakened. There is still something he can do to go deeper with the taste. Let us start first with the person who's aruchi, who has not yet developed taste. The first thing you should see is that chanting itself with focus, as we have learned today, will give you taste, because with such chanting, the holy name is invited to come to the deepest center of your personal dynamics, the dynamics of your personality, the heart. That is a deeper place of the mind than just thinking. It comes right in and it occupies you and purifies you. Therefore, the Bhagavatam says, Shrinvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantasto Hyapadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam. What this means is, by hearing about Krishna, as we do, for instance, when we chant the holy name or we hear his pastimes, then Krishna comes into the heart and purifies the heart so that there is taste. If you have already taste, you are, or a little taste, you can move on by two processes. I said one process, but there are two. One is you should surrender to Krishna more and more of your life, and the taste will increase, the experience will increase, but then you should also hear about Krishna. This is so important. It may not be so important for the very beginner in spiritual life, but those of you who listen, most of you are advanced. Look at this book, Krishna book. Prabhupada wrote it very early, before he had completed the Bhagavatam, because by hearing about Krishna, the taste will awaken. It's so important on a certain stage to regularly hear about Krishna. For that we have made the Govardhan retreat. Good. So, now more questions come. During Kartik, this was the months where we had increased spiritual practice. I received so much mercy in my chanting and in my sambandha with the Lord by reading your living name book. But after Kartik, some old anathas came back and knocked me down. Oh, and everything became so dry. I'm sorry to hear that. I felt so sad losing the blessed consciousness and felt discouraged to give my heart to Krishna again when he let all that happen. How to come out of such unsteadiness, Maharaj? It seems I come to the same low level of consciousness again and again. I request you now to listen very attentively. This level which you describe, where you are sometimes focused, even congratulations that you did it a whole, that this was happening a whole month for you, and then become unfocused or more focused on material things again, it is a certain stage of spiritual life. It is called Anishta Bhakti or Unsteady Bhakti. It happens to all those who come on the path in the, you know, at one stage, in one phase of their life. However, And now I wish you to consider a paradigm shift, a different way of thinking. Failure can become a pillar of success. Srila Prabhupada writes about this in one of his earlier books, The Light of the Bhagavad. Failure is a pillar of success. It is when we see, oh, I again lost it. I again lost my focus on my spiritual practice, and I don't feel well with this. This type of dissatisfaction, this type of feeling even a little burnt, if you so wish, gives rise to a determination which you need to go to the next level. So turn this experience which you describe of losing focus, turn it into your pillar of success, and that will be better than lamenting that this happened to you. Say, oh no, and I lost focus and I'm not feeling well, I will change something. Maharaj, I have a question, that how to get away from the constant takeaways of our mind when we chant japa during daytime and when we are unable to chant early due to chilly cold. You must be in Russia where it's extra cold. If you want to change something, you need to change the circumstances. Willpower alone is not enough. Let me say, I want to get up more early. Then I do have to go earlier to bed. Maybe I can make a walk before I go to bed, breathing in a lot of fresh oxygen, then sleep is better, or exercise powerfully so that I'm a little bit more ready for a still phase. But if you want to get up somehow earlier, somehow you need to create the favorable circumstances. So the same way, the same thing holds true in japa. If you want to avoid the constant takeaways of the mind, I think you mean that the mind takes you away, the constant distractions from your mind, you need to create better circumstance. If it's so cold that the cold distracts you, you somehow must make arrangements to have it more warm. And there are many things you can do. I recommend when you are poor, get a hot water bottle, you know, boil the water, make it hot, put it under your pullover, and then you will feel an amazing amount of good warmth without having to without being dependent on the heating system, which may not be working so early in the morning or and so on. No? Create circumstances so that it will be easier for you to chant nicer. Good. Now I come to the last questions. I have to really look at the clock here. Thank you for this wonderful session. We try to take small actions to improve ourselves in the process of chanting. For example, saying a prayer before chanting. But we may find after some time that the mind becomes conditioned due to doing the same activity over and over again. How can we keep this process dynamic and prevent the mind from going into a mechanical state? Please listen also carefully. Chanting never becomes mechanical. Chanting never becomes dry. Chanting never loses its taste when you chant inner connection with Krishna. Do you know these conversations which you have when you stay with someone and after some time you feel, I really want to end the conversation. It's boring. It's not helpful. There is no growth in this. There is no new perspectives which open. It's just draining, this conversation, and you wish to come out of it. Yeah, this happens when the person you communicate with is a draining, boring, problematic, or just not opening up, not coming to a deeper place. And japa, we sometimes experience something. But is Krishna draining? Is Krishna boring? No. Your information about Krishna is scanty. You don't have so much information. You don't have so much closeness, and therefore you feel him like this. You need to become closer to Krishna. Your heart needs to be more purified. And for this, a systematic approach to your spiritual life may help you. Let me here recommend three big helpers for all those who want to stop mechanic practice. You need to understand the philosophy. The next is you need to be in contact with inspiring people. And the third and last is you need practice. And again, practice. And more practice. Here in Europe, we have a saying, Rome was not built overnight. So in the same way, practice needs to be a sustained effort over a longer time, because by practice alone the heart is becoming more purified and therefore more attracted. Last question. Maharaj, it is said that chanting purifies our heart. In my case, after many years of trying to chant, I still feel my heart is not purified. How do I understand this? It could have a few reasons, and since I do not know more of you than the two lines of your question, I can only guess that while the chanting is going on and your heart is getting purified, there are also other things happening where these negative things, I'm put it in here, by with the holy name, which is this big item, so many negative things are also happening to you and staying in your heart, so many material things. And you need to know a little bit how you can anchor the holy name in your heart, that it stays there, and keep the negativity intruding you. You need to protect it in the courtyard of your heart. I was talking about this. I do not know if you were in the philosophical part there. If not, I recommend that you listen to this technique, how to do this, either for the first time, or you revisit it, you hear the second time, and you are thinking about it and reflecting about it and then applying it in your life. This video will soon be on YouTube, available for your renewed hearing. I have now come to an end. It was a pleasure to be with you. Again, I can feel your interest. Thank you for your very engaged participation in the session. by asking questions, but I could also feel somehow that many of you tried really sincerely to enter the chanting. And please let us keep this going on. This is a monthly Sangha which happens on the online, and as we announced, the next one will be available for you in January. That is yes, 23rd of January. There will be the next online session. All the best, and keep your chanting. And one idea which might help you is to visit these small little japa inspirations which are posted daily on this Facebook. You will find them there. Also, we had put the link earlier to these japa inspirations there. It's something